Not yet. Okay. So we're holding, I think, his Barlocha, Keturah Hitziruf, in Perikhes.
Perfect.
Okay. His Barlocha. So he said, I explained to you, Keturah Hitziruf Zichuch Nefesh Adam. The Torah is basically a Zichuch of a person. Ube Medrash, Shol Goy Echa Zoyechim Zakai, Ilein of Daya, the Atun Avdin, Nirikimin Kshofim. The stuff that you do, the rituals that you do, look like kind of magic. The Mevim Paro, you bring a Paro, Sofenoisa, Koichnoisa, Vinoitlenes Afra, Ve'echot Mikem Mitame Lemeis, Mazlov Shlein Shoshin Tipin, Vatem Oimeloi Taharta. So you do like, it's a whole strange protocol that makes no sense whatsoever. It all looks to me like magic. Amaloi says, Nichnas Becha Ruach Tezaz Miyamecha. Did you ever sort of become crazy, like a bad spirit? I said, no. You ever see somebody on the head? Omle matem, what do you do? Omle mevim ikrim, ma'ashtim tachtov, marbitzel of mayim, viberachas. You do all sorts of things to get rid of the spirit. Omle yishmaz nech mashata moitzim picha. Ke ruach hazaz ruach tuma, vichsi vegamas and nevim ruach tuma avim in the oretz. Mazam vubereach. After he left, okay, him you got rid of with a cutesy one. Like, okay, you told him it's not different than what you do for that. What do you tell us? Amlem said, told him chayechem lo ameis mitam la mai mitarim ela oma kadosh baruch hu choy chokakti gzer gazarti yeter shoy lava gzeroisai yichsiv zayis chuk satoira adka. So that's the dialogue between him and the guy, and between him and his talmidim. Hine, Rabbi Mazaka Heshev LaGoi, ki mitzvos haTorah tell us ba'atzmo. What he was trying to explain to the guy was that there is an inherent medical, quote unquote, benefit to what they're doing. It resembles something else. And in general, I guess if we can, whenever you give a mashal to somebody, what you're doing when you give a mashal is you're saying it's of the same variety. It's something that's, you know, of a similar variety. So basically, to the guy, he needed to explain it in terms of its effectivity being similar to something else. It's not dissimilar from those who hold that treifus is bad because it creates a bad teva. So the Moral says, it might be true, what the Rishonim say here might be true, but they are not the explanation of why it's Asur. This is going back to what he said before. Whether or not mitzvahs have good reasons, the validity of the obligation stems from something else. When Perikom la Amuna, when it tamtem bom, when it meisem bom, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, aver mitamtem liba shel Adam. Shedem al titmuem, when it meisem bom, al tikar when it meisem, elo when it tamtem bom, it's chasem. Harei, ki lo omu rak aver mitam liba shel Adam. Voma ki atimtum azem mitzar avera, ki bnei shava mitzah shoy lo Adam, mitzar shenaf shoy nefshah loikis. Moshe Amarnu, ולכך הווירו מטמטם ליבה של אדם. אבל אין זה מצד השרוצים. So he says, the timtum of that happens from a person eating macholos asuros stem from the fact that it's usur rather than it has any inherent nature of timtum. It's very, very interesting. Halachically, this would be an interesting issue. L'mashal, let's say a person has a pikuach nefesh dika need to eat treifas. So imagine, let's give it a mashal. A person can do one of two isurim. He can eat treifas to save himself, or he can eat hegdish, let's say, or something like that. Would there be any adifus? If you tell me it's pikuach nefesh, and since it's not aver, it's not metamtim, so what's the difference eating that or eating hegdish or wearing shatnas? But if you tell me that there's an inherent problem with treifas, sort of irregardless of aveira, then one would have an atiyah to go and to do the other one. And I think, though, it is brought that a person should look for some other. In other words, there's a special Indian in Machol's Asuras because mitamtem is a leif. But he says the main thing is it's mitamtem because it's asur. Ubishvil ashinu shebehem yimashach achrem teva zam. I mean, l'mashal ketanim. We don't give tan Machol's Asuras because mitamtem is a leif, even though the cotton thread is not being urban aveira. Rak, he says, but akpan he learns a pshat. Rak masha oski masha osu teira oisum. But then nearer came Dvorim Yeshbem Shinui, the Yoitzim Kasham Hol Shem Tohiri. Ubishla Shinishbem Yemoshachem Tevazam Shinu Gamkin, which comes in Kamla Mila. And there is a Tambis of a Heta. So I think maybe it's a little bit of a different twist. He says the Tam for the Isser, Yehuda, is your brother going back to Lakewood?
Yeah,
does he? Because our guests are going to Lakewood.
I know, but do you have you're on Sanders or not?
Okay, fine. Yeah. No, it's not, we have a guest leaving us. So he says, the way he says it is because the Torah asked it, and it's Macholos Asuros, that's why it's Metamtim Salev. So the Timtum Alev is, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around at the different foods and he says, stay away from Chazer because Metamtim Salev. It's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer to stay away from Chazer, and therefore, once he was Geizer away from it, it becomes Metamtim Salev. So it's really which is the, you know, the cart and which is the horse, which comes before what. I will end the time bisaveta. Shimkenes a terra sefer forsa sefer teva. Because really, if it's the other way around, then the Torah would be a textbook. I want to add a point here. This is. It really goes to the heart of certain definitions. It says that the Torah came before the world for 2,000 years. It says Torah is a blueprint for the world, Istakel Baraisa Bara Alma, all sorts of things like that. What it means is as follows. When I write a textbook, when I write a science book, the science book starts with the world around me, and that is the source. And I'm sitting with a book describing the world around me. So these and these and these are the elements around me. So the world is first, the book is second, everything is a result of it and so on. So the book is simply a description of a world that is, and that's all it is. Let's say I write a book, or I put on a play or music, trying to describe a certain idea, ideal, feeling that I'm trying to bring to the world. I want to bring out a certain sense of things. And I use words in a book, I use a musical composition, I use whatever. I use a play or architecture. So there, the architecture or the play that I put on is description of the idea in the book. So I have the book first, and I use different implements to describe it. So the science book starts with the world, and the book is describing the world. In the world of, let's say, ideas or so on, I start with the idea, and then I have different ways of bringing it out. Torah is not the pshat, the world existed as such. Kadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, let me tell you how it would be smart and wise to use in the world, and what to stay away from. It's the other way around. The world is Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to realize certain ideals. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose different tools and elements to realize that. First came the Torah, which is the Asa V'Muta, and the things took on in the world a form, whether that's Tintum Alev or whatever it is, to reflect all of those items and elements that are in it. What was wrong with the way he described it to the guy was, he was telling to the guy, it's not meaningless, because a lot of times we use cures to effect. We use cures that are effective. We have no idea how it works. So you see that you do all sorts of strange kind of things and it works. Who was it that came up with the idea of vaccination? I forgot the name of the person that invented vaccination.
Pascal?
What?
Pascal?
It could be. It was in England. Someone in England came up with the idea of vaccine for smallpox. And the argument was, it's absolutely ludicrous to think that injecting somebody with pus from a sick cow could make him healthy in any way. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, we all know that staying away from sick things is the best thing you can do. And now you tell me to affect yourself with pus from a cow, it's yucks. It just happened to work. So he says, So he says, you answered him as a goy, and that's the way he understands things. You're right. It's not that nature starts with a mace being bad and water being good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs. They come from a world of sichlis. So he says there is a world of concepts that's mechayev all of these different things. In other words, it's the musig of tuma and tara, of meis and chayim, are all concepts, and it's in those concepts itself that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave into this world of things that are kosher, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not kosher. V'atam advekim Hashem kechem chayim kolchem ayoyim, and everybody else is meis. So mace and chai being tomei b'tor is a result of what mace is in its conceptual form. Mace is a period from chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mela tomei shayach to it. And all of this comes from the world of chachmah. The world of chachmah means not the physical reality, but the conceptual reality. It's because of the choik that the meis metame the mayim is metarim. Umipnei kach ein lahar achaze ki omak miyim tzeena. Ki ein ha-Torah tivis. You know, Torah is not dealing with things in nature. It's the other way around. It's conceptual things, like we said before, the mushroom. I have a conceptual idea that I want to now give it physical form, so it becomes a composition for piano and the actual playing of the piano. That's what mitzvahs are. And even if we don't, even though we don't understand, even if we don't get it, so he's bothered by a bit of a question here. The passages you learn that mitzvahs, one common way of looking at it is mitzvahs are there to educate me and teach me X, Y, or Z. But if I can never understand Tumah V'Tahara, no matter how much I'll try, I'm not going to understand Tumah. So what's the point of it? Why are we going to keep Tumah V'Tahara? So he says that it has an effect on the nefesh, no matter what. Let's give an example. If I'm exposed to good music enough, I begin to intuit what an arrangement is supposed to be like. If I get exposed to a lot of good art, I begin to get a sense of it. So even if I don't know directly, but I just pick it up as I go along. Even if we don't know a reason, So even if we don't understand it head on, but just exercising and doing it, it's like, you know, when you teach somebody how to swing a bat in baseball, you know somebody takes your hand in his hand and he swishes it with it and switches with it. So even if I don't quite, if my coach can't explain to me exactly why, but I pick up the motion of it, and if I get into the habit, into the swing of it, it comes out. So vice versa, a person who's exposed to off key and things that are not well and right, he loses it. I want to add one more point to what he says to be mashmit. It's become very, very Kabbalah ideas and things have become very popular, and it's sort of part of our vernacular, not always to the benefit of ourselves or to the benefit of Kabbalah. And one of the things that has become kind of very, very popular is we have the time at mitzvahs, that doing this and this makes the following tikkun, it helps this mahalach become this mahalach, and this is mizdavik with this, and this is that, and the other things, so on and so forth. And a lot of times we feel that's a very, that's very positive to have those explanations. Those explanations become counterproductive if we use it in the wrong way. Meaning, if what we do with it is reduce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reasons to the same way that it's a physical thing. So I can tell you that Shabbos enhances family life. I can tell you that Shabbos it creates this sphere goes, that's another sphere. So once again, I'm doing the same thing. I'm saying there's a world of spheres, and it's important to attach this sphere, and that's what I'm doing. That's still the same. There's still the same approach, where I start with the metzias and I'm relating to it. What Kabbalah is supposed to teach me is help me understand the concept that's being expressed by the mitzvah. But it's not Akadosh gives the mitzvah because this makes this thing that ticket. The ticket is an explanation of what is it that we're latching onto when we do the mitzvah, like he says over here. And those mitzvahs have an impact on a person, an effect on a person, whether or not the person has conscious awareness of standing. Lefika, kol mishnayzim emitzes tam opi ateva loyma kilkach ozer teira chazir v'nei shemoylet beguf mezegra v'chein avari emes. He says he's not denying that it's right or wrong, but he's saying if that becomes the reason for it, v'chein ozer not misa chelov shemoylet mezegra v'chein bedam u'mikol shekein b'shkotzim. He says so it's as if the Torah would be the textbook variation, meaning there's a reality out there, and the textbook is simply descriptive of that reality. It says that when they invaded, they were allowed to eat sides of ham. So I said, what does it mean it's mutter? In the Torah, if it's still chazer, it's still problematic. You could say you're not going to punish them, but it says hit lehem. So if you tell me that chelav is bad for you, it creates a bad. So why is ben pakur chelav ben pakur muta? Kiri zepere kira nosha beim amaksha matamaze v'chenim isa shchita shlenis achse loma tori tir ben pakur b'le shchita lakach en roy lamekei. So obviously that's the wrong approach for mitzvahs. V'af omnum ki emes uvelchet mezekra. He says certainly all of these create a bad nature in a person, a bad temperament. But this comes from the Shinira. The main reason is they're just not ready for a person in the context of the Seder Kedrash Masada. So sometimes the Torah is Masada, so it's not Marchik. So since the Kashrach was Maftiach Vachaltas Kol Amim, and within the context of that, eating everything they possess is part of that, so the Torah wasn't denasit. So it's the other way around. The Torah, within the structure that the Torah sets down, Chaz is Roy Lesser. Chaz is also not Roy Lesser when there is a different Indian overriding. Let's pause a second. Let me add a point to what he's saying here. That's very helpful. Whenever you talk about a teva or metzias of something, you usually are talking about, I guess, what you would call in lamdasha terms, a din in the cheftza. In other words, is this an apple or not? Is an objective question based on the apple. I can't say that for some guests it's an apple, for some guests it's a tomato. It is what it is. I remember, I thought it funny, I was once walking Borough Park, and I saw a sign, it says, our bagels are parva and mezainis, except for Matzah Shabbos when they're hamaitzi. The reason is obviously Matzah Shabbos people want bagels from Lava Malka, so they should be hamaitzi. So I got like a kick. So in America, the halacha, you know, builds itself around the needs, and if you need Matzah Shabbos, it should be hamaitzi, and during the week it should be mezainis. So Matzah Shabbos hamaitzi and during the week mezainis. So anytime you're describing a din in the chayfetz, anytime you're describing an object first, so the reality has nothing to do with the situation, it's a reality in the chayfetz. Is this and this poisonous or not? I'm describing a metzias. Whenever something is totally in the activity, is it an appropriate activity for me to eat in front of a lot of people? Possibly not. It's not nice. Okay? But in such and such a case, then it is appropriate. Whenever you're dealing with a metzias, a reality, you're usually dealing with a property of the object, a self-property, and you can never distinguish and say, in a case, for instance, if an eishes ach, a wife of my brother, is not a good match for me, it's not a good match for me. And if there's something inherently wrong with that woman, treifet that woman, so it should be treifet in all circumstances. But, so how does he become mutter? So we're going to say I'm supposed to marry a bad woman for me, despite the fact that it's bad for me, but because Yibam overrides it? The Gemara talks about it, but it's Hutra Tchuya. That's not the answer. The answer is marrying my brother's wife is not appropriate in the family structure. It's not something inherently wrong with her. It's just that this relationship is proper only for Yibam's sake. For Yibam's sake, it's a wonderfully proper thing, and any other thing, it's not. So because it has more to do with the picture, with the overall picture, rather than the specific entity, then you can change from things to things. V'zeh amram chazal, lo yeim adam efshi b'sar chazir efshi dava ploini, ele efshi, ma esha shavashmayim gozalai, hoira b'zeh, shen loyme katori tivis, shem hoisa tivis lo hoya ba kibol schar loiki al dava shu tivi. וכך יאומה אפשי מצד הטבע. רק השם יסבור גוז עליי בחוכמוסי מה שאין רואה לאודם ומיוחד בוי נפשי. So there's nothing inherently wrong on a physical level. There's nothing I can say this is wrong. It's not appropriate for me because of who I am and the circumstance and so on. ואם יאומה אודם לא מנויס נעשה להסיר שעשור מלא מצווס Bevare mitzvah shnei the time mitzvah stocker with tefillah mitzvah covered ave machokas gneva gzeila. Dover the shleime kuroish adam miyuchad b'maisim elu came ruim la adam. So these I certainly, he says, can understand why in mitzvahs yiduos adeshayach to seichel. Because then I also understand what it is about the tsura that is one, a gazlan, a chamsin, a ganev. I understand why those entities, when I say I understand mishpatim, I understand the reason behind it, it boils down to the following. I understand why these items are negative attributes of people. And therefore, Gneva and Zela create a Gazlan. So it's not a specific time that this is wrong, that's wrong. I'm privy to understanding the general tsura. It says, and the things of the mitzvah shein time yidu v'nigla, and the mitzvahs that the time is not yidu v'nigla. Halim yidu l'moisha shay chacham v'nigla. Each chacham, including Moshe Rabbeinu, like Chazal say, who knew the time of Paraduma. But Chachamim understand it in line of their Maila Madrega. Ad shekol ha-mitzvahs hem fiseid ha-sich liruim lo'odom. Ulekachem mizak in tzafes nafshe at shetzufa v'zakla. All the mitzvahs are lefiseid ha-sich li. So the one thing I can say is they all together fit in with the structure of what Tzuras Odom is, and by doing it, I shtel tzu to it. Some of them, I myself can understand how and what element of Tzuras Adam is enforced. Some of it not. But Al Kopanim, that's the difference in Mitzvahs and so on. So the basic point is there is a structure of the Adam Eloiki, and what does a person look like who is divine-like and who brings out the higher parts of Adam, and the mitzvahs are there to shtel mitzu. That's the pshat. They're there to be mitzar of him zach of the person. V'isboy lecha bira advarim ki ma sha'omer ki lo ha'meis mitame v'apar mitaya toirim kloima she'ein ze dova tivi le'meishu mitame v'dova tivi le'me'anidishu mitaya lo'meis mitame v'lo l'amayim mitarim means it's not a property within mace that causes it. It's an infection of some sort, or a property within water that cures it. It sort of washes out the infection. So it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu putting down a Seichel Eloiki, a big picture, which he then instructs us what items and elements can we use to realize that. So it's not that looking at the tomei, at the mace, and at the mikveh, there is an evaluation of it's good or not good. There is a certain inyan sich, like he says, a certain picture of what is it that is adam and what is not. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us on which elements bring that out in us. V'cheinim kol ha-mitzvahs. V'la'odam u'choyku gzeik she'inu'im el-tal mitzvah shu seich ha-loiki. So for us, the difference between mishpat and choyk is all of the mitzvahs have one common ratzon, shebidoyim se'loiki. Some of it we're privy to, some not. So let's go back to our examples. In art, I may be able to deher certain in Yarim and art, like looking at symmetry of things and so on, and I could say, I can make some statements about I can feel why this is more beautiful than this. It's nicer, it's brighter than that. And some elements leave me cold. I don't know. I'm trusting your judgment. You seem to be a smart art person. I'm trusting your judgment that this is nice and this, but I couldn't tell you why. That's the difference in mitzvahs. The mitzvah sichlis, we understand how they form the picture of the Adam HaSholem, the Adam HaToiv. The mitzvahs that are chayk, we don't. V'kachem kol ha-mitzvahs, shem seich ha-loiki v'loi seich ha-adam. V'lefikach ha-adam, ha-she'esh ha-nefesh ha-loikis v'yemeres b'choymer, ha-dei mitzvahs ha-sich ha-loikis k'ashe dovek b'moisesem u-dovek b'yisbarach. I want to add or bring in something which is this is sort of a hashlam in a certain area. When we speak about a person taking on a different persona, so a lot of times, let's give an example. Let's say somebody's very childish and he's getting on in age, and he's reached a point where we expect him to act differently. So Lomasha, I'm still acting like a teenager, I'm 23 and I'm still a teenager. So I can deal with the details and say you shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing this, and so on and so forth. It's usually somewhat effective, not terribly great effective. And then you get these arguments, well, who says and why should I? B'chula, b'chula, b'chula. I can use a different tag. I can say, you need to start thinking of yourself as a grown-up, as independent, as a responsible, as a responsible pillar of a family, and so on. So, I need to push that. Once I have that paradigm shift, and my child understands that, and all the other pieces fall into place. Because so I don't have to argue on every single thing, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Once I gave him a picture of an adult, and he's come to realize that yes, this is probably possibly, I need to be an adult, then everything else will fit into place. So here also, there's a tzur of a person as a physical being, there's a tzur of a person as a ruchnistic being. Once I begin to become sensitive to that ruchnistic being, everything else fits into place. So, the second point he says is, once I start doing these things, I become these things. So basically, to sum up, his point is, all of the mitzvahs add up to the following inyan. All of the mitzvahs are the result of a conception, of a concept, and the concept is what is the tzura of the Adam Elyon. What's the tzura of an Adam as a ruchnistic person, as a person that's doing a Kaddish Baruch Hu? He then that's the certain tzura that, and all of the lemaisa mitzvahs, the physical expressions of it, are just that, and the purpose of them is to bring a person to that darga of Adam Aloiki. It's something that we have somewhat of a sense of it, and something we have no sense of it. We understand why it is that a person who doesn't speak coarsely or studying all the time might be very divine-like. Why a person's wearing sharpness is not divine, I have no idea. I mean, clueless. But that distinguishes mitzvahs, the choik from mishpat. But the one thing that's true is, if I do the mitzvahs, then the activity itself develops me. I pick it up from doing it. And once I pick it up from doing it, everything else, so I become that. I sort of am able to intuit from it. I feel it and it becomes... Just like in areas like a person's very used to music, he can tell you, even if he can't put a finger on it and explain it, he can say, this doesn't sound right, it should be different, something about it is off, versus, someone who has no shaykhus to it. Okay, any questions, anything?
That's great, thank you very much.
Okay, good. Good vach.
Goodbye.
Take care, all the best, bye.